the Joe and Alex Show, and this is... It's sweet revenge, it's also petty goals, it's a lot of things. But I'm wondering if you would be upset, if you'd be pissed about this, if this happened on your wedding day, your special day that you might have dreamed your whole life about. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. A bride was upset when one of her bridesmaids announced she had gotten engaged. She actually brought this up at the wedding, like after the ceremony, kind of at the reception. She's like, oh my God, me and blah, blah, blah are engaged too. So I don't know if it happened that same day or when, but she announced her engagement at their wedding.
Wow.
How would you feel about that, Alex? I know you probably dream about your wedding one day and that's going to be all about you. That's not selfish. I think it's okay for that day to be all about someone. How would you feel if Liv the Web Girl, one of your bridesmaids, like, oh my God, Jewel Daddy and I are engaged.
I'm going to get her the nicest steak that I can find.
Oh, wow.
And then I'm going to give her a plastic fork and knife to eat it with.
Oh, it's a good steak. She should be able to cut through it like butter. I think it's like, I'm going to find the nicest tomahawk steak I can and smash her in the head with it.
I would be absolutely livid, heartbroken, feeling betrayed. I would be so hurt by that.
But I mean, okay, on the opposite end, 833-JOE-ALEX, is it really that big of a deal? Like,
yes.
You already got married, you're at the reception, it's like, why can't you celebrate love? Isn't that day about love?
This is my conflab day.
All right, 833-JOE-ALEX, if that happened to you, the bride was upset when one of her bridesmaids announced she had gotten engaged, actually happening at her wedding, would you be pissed or not that big of a deal? Now, here's where it goes a step farther, and maybe you could talk about how you got revenge, because that's what happened. So she got revenge by announcing that she was pregnant about a year later at that woman's wedding because she was asked to be in it. And I guess when she was like going down the aisle, she threw like blue petals, which represent like the blue boy, like a baby boy. So it's like, what the hell's going on? She's like, oh, I'm pregnant. It's like, ooh.
Right now, I want this entire scenario to be made into a chick flick. The entire thing. Best friends that have a falling out and get revenge on each other. Like, this is so good.
Is it just because I'm a guy? Like, I mean, I don't think I'd be like, yay, great. But I wouldn't care if somebody at me and Lindsay's wedding would announce that they were going to have a baby that they were expecting forever. Because here's my thing.
I think you are so full of crap.
No,
I'm
not.
You would care.
No, I would not.
You are so about being the center of attention. You would be pissed.
Are you kidding me? Often,
no.
Often I fade into the background. Maybe on the Joe and Alex Show I'm the center of attention, but any other time in life, I just fade into the background.
Not a chance.
Here's my thing, though. Alex, everybody's together. Think about it. When you're making an announcement, you want everybody to know. Why not do it when everybody's there to celebrate the big moment?
Because, like, these are not even her people. Like, these are the bride and groom's people. So half of those people she doesn't even know probably very well.
Question.
Yes, Liv.
So my grandpa died the day after Christmas. Do you think he stole Christmas's thunder?
Yes.
Oh,
how
for
dare
sure.
Him.
Your grandpa's selfish.
How right. Dare that guy?
I thought so too, but like my family disagrees.
I would have revived him like, don't you dare do that crap again, grandpa. This is Jesus' birth, not your death day.
I mean, wow.
I'm glad you brought that up. I don't know your grandpa's name, but that is a very selfish thing to do. 833-JOE-ALEX is 833-563-2539. Hey, good morning, Ashley. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you want to say, Ashley?
Yeah, I think that it's totally fine to be able to announce that at someone else's wedding as long as it's after the ceremony and they're not stealing, like, they're not trying to steal the, like, the show. I mean, it's a time where if you're in the wedding, it's a time where probably all of their close friends and family are there. So why try to get everyone together again?
Ashley, you have none of the ladies. Liv and Alex are shaking their head at you. I think they're cursing you under their breath. They do not agree.
I think that's... I think that's an announcement you make at like the bridal brunch the next morning after the reception.
Yeah, I think we have different ideas about when the party is over, like you said, like the wedding ceremony itself, I don't think then, oh, now everything's over. Like, to me, the reception, all of that is part of the wedding.
I think sometime at the reception, and hey, by the way, thank you for the call, 833-JOE-ALEX. I think sometime, like, after you get there and you start having dinner, like, you're like, hey, ding, 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 ding. We'd also like to make an announcement. We are blah, blah, blah.
Not a chance.
Wow.
Literally get out.
Share your day, Alex.
Don't let the door hit you in the behind when you're leaving.
Amber's on the Joe and Alex Show. Amber, you're getting married. What would you do if this happened?
I think I would be extremely happy and excited.
I don't like any of you guys. None of you guys have a petty bone in your body.
Well, all of your friends and family are there, all of your favorite people. It's a big party. It's a time to celebrate, so why not? The more the merrier. The more things you have to celebrate, the better the party.
Amber, I agree with you 100%.
Amber, if somebody as so much as clips their toenails at my wedding reception and that garners a lick of attention, I'm mad.
Well, I would be mad too. Nobody wants toenails in a cake. I mean, that's common sense, Alex. Amber, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show at 833-563-2539. Let's go to Victoria. We can wrap it up with her. Hey, Victoria, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say about this?
I would say that if it was a friend and I didn't know about it, then it would be like she's stealing the thunder because, again, that's not her family. But if I knew about it and I was, like, in the plan, then it would, I guess it would kind of make a difference. But if it's a family member, like, then that would be awesome because her family's there with us, you know. But
Victoria,
again, if it's
what if she did this, Victoria? Like, she's like, hey, Victoria, I want to do this. You're like, oh, absolutely not. But she doesn't anyways. Are you going to be pissed?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because that's not, if I don't agree on it and she does and she does it either way, that's like backstabbing. You don't do that.
I agree with you, Victoria. Hey, thank you for calling in to the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now.